Welcome back. I am Guru Catherine, Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about the incredible transformation of the crypto environment here in the United States. Holy cow. We're going to talk about what it has been for the last few years, the conditions that Geode's been building under, and the bet we made that a pro crypto environment was coming. And holy cow, is that bet paying off? So we want to talk about the new pro crypto incoming government. I want you to separate this from whatever your politics is. Let it go, because this is not about right and left. This is about pro crypto and anti crypto and where we see it going from here. This is obviously something that we track incredibly closely. So let's get in with the crypto environment in the United States over the last few years. So at Geode, we've been building for a little bit over 2 years. Within an environment in the United States, which everybody said we were absolutely insane to be building a crypto in the United States. You need to move out of the US. Nobody builds a crypto in the US. You're out of your minds. It's going to be such a problem. But we didn't really listen to that because we really believed in the potential of US-based crypto, and we believed that a pro-crypto environment in the US was coming. We didn't know when, but we knew that it would be here eventually, and we got it much sooner than we expected. Now, what do we mean by an anti-crypto environment in the United States? We mean persecution of crypto projects in the United States. You know what I'm talking about. Whether it's the SEC coming down on crypto projects, even, you know, years and years later, Operation Choke Point 1, Operation Choke Point 2, we've been working with governments at the federal level, and sometimes at the state level, but largely at the federal level, that were incredibly anti-crypto, had it in for it. So seeking out and persecuting and lawfare and tying projects up in legal fees, which especially, you know, little projects like us, especially ones that are, you know, bootstrapped and unfunded, just time and effort, you know, can't afford things like that. So trying to take projects out by tying them up with legal fees and ruining them that way. I mean, just a really, really ugly, ugly environment in the U.S. Very, very anti-crypto. And not just that, but on a mission to destroy it. So why in the world did we continue to build in that environment? Because I just knew it. I just knew a pro-crypto environment in the U.S. was coming, because it couldn't not come. Crypto represents freedom. Freedom in so many ways. It represents autonomy. It represents, hell, self-actualization in so many ways. Eventually, there was going to be so much pro-crypto population that there would have to be a pro-crypto government. I didn't think I would get it in 2024. I'm so excited. So what have we got and where is it going? This is the most pro-crypto government the United States has ever seen. Now, okay, it hasn't really been a hard bar to get over thus far, right? They were so incredibly anti-crypto before. And what we've seen is a complete shift in the opposite direction, where it is, so you have a pro-crypto incoming president, you have a pro-crypto incoming House, a pro-crypto incoming Senate. What does that mean? That means you've got a much higher chance of pro-crypto legislation being passed. Now, we saw a little bit of that just this year in 2024 with the FIT21 bill passing the House. Now, it went nowhere in the Senate because the Senate was not pro-crypto enough at the time. It may very well be now. And it's not that FIT21 was perfect, but it was a hell of a lot better, because what we had before was nothing. And then the SEC just legislating through lawfare, or legislating by enforcement, as they say, but we all know what it was. Now, with this environment, a pro-crypto, completely through the federal level, pro-crypto appointees left and right, everywhere, from attorney general to various circuit courts even in the U.S. And I mean, so completely all the way through all the different layers. And I know if you're not from the U.S., the way that the federal level is structured, including the court systems, it's complex. I get it. But you've got all these different facets. So you have at the presidential level and the various cabinet appointees, which then oversee various offices in the executive branch. And all of that is trickling down pro-crypto. Then you have the legislative wing, which is the House and the Senate, and all of that has turned massively pro-crypto just this year. The shift, the speed is incredible. And then you've got the judicial branch, which is going to govern where a lot of these lawfare cases are happening. And that is turning much, much more pro-crypto and very, very anti government interference in crypto. And so from the legislative side, we have the potential for true pro-crypto legislation to actually make it all the way through and become law, right? FIT 21 did not. It died in the Senate. It just got ignored. They can do that. So you've got a shot. You've got a really good shot of that actually being defined as not a security, having the associated taxes associated with it defined, right? Because we've been missing the clarity in this country. We've been missing clarity on what is and is not a security when it comes to crypto. It needs to be much better defined. The taxes around crypto right now are defined as capital gains. So if you've similar to the way that taxes are done on stocks, right? They just kind of did it that way. For lack of any better clarity or any better idea. So you could see tax reform. There is discussion, real discussion, about the idea of no capital gains tax on U.S. cryptos. What? What are there, like five of us? It's Geode, HBAR, XRP, Algorand, and Cardano. That's it. No capital gains tax on U.S. cryptos will put Geode in the top five immediately. Because you know who that's not? It's not Bitcoin. It's not Ethereum, etc. There are so few U.S. cryptos. It's crazy because they've all been scared off. So Geode is one of like five. Maybe I'm sure there are a couple more out there I just don't know about. But most people, they're terrified to build in the U.S. Well, not anymore. Because you can feel it change over on crypto Twitter. The era of the U.S. crypto project has begun, and in a huge way. U.S. cryptos went from I'm terrified to be involved because the environment's too anti-crypto to U.S. cryptos are now the hot thing and will be for the next at least 4 years minimum. So we're entering this incredible era of the U.S. crypto project, of which Geode is one of a very, very small number. So we're incredibly excited for the potential for fantastic clarity in the legislation around crypto, for some possibly really huge, exciting steps forward in terms of taxation of crypto, especially if that favors U.S. cryptos like Geode. Will it happen? I don't know. That requires Congress to vote on that, so we'll see where that goes. But what a positive environment, what an incredible environment we're coming into here for the next 4 years. So that's my thoughts on it as a founder in a US-led crypto project. I'm over the moon. Our timing is perfect because of where Geode sits. We've been building for over 2 years, almost 3 years, in this incredibly anti-crypto environment. We've been really staying on the straight and narrow, really paying attention to the legalities, making sure that we were within the law for everything, being super, super, super careful. And we will continue to do that because that's just smart. But some huge advantages for U.S. cryptos are right around the corner. And that's why U.S. cryptos are becoming a hot new topic for investors, for anybody. It's okay to get excited about U.S. crypto projects again, and people are. So that's very, very cool. So let me know what your questions are. What are your questions? What are your thoughts? I can't see the future any more than you can, but I've been tracking it, and this is the vector that we're on. So very, very exciting. Put your thoughts and your questions in the comments. Let me know what else you want me to address about this. And man, if you don't have a Geode account, you need to go make one right now. I will put the link with this video in all the places it gets posted. So thanks for joining me. And here's to the next 4 years of incredible pro crypto environment and the era of US crypto. I'll see you on chain.